Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu, Quran Weekly, this is Abdul Nasser Jangda. So I got a question for y'all. Have you ever lost patience with people? If you felt that way, you're not the first one to do so. Let me tell you a little story about a very interesting man named Tufail. So this guy named Tufail was a super smart dude. Basically, in more proper English, he was an intellectual. He was an academic. He was the genius of his people. He was from a tribe named Dos. So what ends up happening is he comes to Mecca. I'm going to cut the story short. He comes to Mecca, finds out about the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, sits down with him, hears the Quran from the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and ends up accepting Islam. So he's a Muslim. He stays a few days with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, being of course the genius that he is, the super smart guy that he is. He picks up everything really quickly. And then the Prophet ﷺ tells him, now go back to your people, the people of Dos, and tell them about Islam. Now you go and propagate the message of Islam. So he says, all right, let's do this. So he goes back to Dos. And this tells you a little bit about his personality. You know, he's a very smart guy. He's an intellectual. And a lot of times intellectuals, they don't suffer fools gladly. They don't suffer, you know, people who are just difficult to talk to, they don't handle it very well. They don't handle having to explain things to people in detail very well. So his dad goes, hey, how's it going? How was your trip? He goes, I can't talk to you. Why can't you talk to me? Well, I'm a Muslim now. This is what I believe in. And unless you believe in the same thing, I got nothing to do with you. Now, of course, that's not right, but that's what he says. So his dad goes, what do you believe in? And he tells him, I believe in the oneness of God. Muhammad is a messenger of Allah. These are the teachings of Islam. His dad goes, that's fantastic. I'm on board. So he goes, all right, we cool then. Then he goes home. He meets his wife. His wife is like, you know, how's it going? How was your trip? He's like, I can't talk to you. By the way, not a very good idea. All right, brothers. But he says, I can't talk to you. Why? She says, what's going on? I've accepted Islam, Muslim, etc., etc. Has a whole conversation with her. She goes, well, all of that makes sense. I'll accept Islam too. So now he goes out to his people. Now, of course, he's very famous amongst his people. He's a genius. And he tells his people, I cannot have anything to do with any of y'all until y'all accept Islam. And here's the message of Islam. Well, what ends up happening is they say, we're not really sure. We don't think we're ready for this yet, etc., etc. So he says, okay, well, I can't really deal with you people then. Tells his dad, tells his wife, pack your bags, we're going to Mecca. So they pack their bags and all three of them go back to Mecca. When the Prophet ﷺ sees him back there, he says, Tufail, what are you doing back already? I thought I told you to go share this message with your people. And this is where the story gets interesting. He says, O Messenger of Allah, inna dawsan qad asat. Those, they're just bad people. They've disobeyed God and His Messenger. They're bad people. غَلَبَ عَلَيْهِمُ الزِّنَا وَالْخَمَرِ. They're obsessed with alcohol and fornication. Sound familiar? He says, أُدُعُ اللَّهَ عَلَيْهِمْ. Make dua, Allah destroys these people. Of course, it's in another Quran Weekly video, I talked about this. The Prophet ﷺ raised his hands, and when he opened his mouth, the words came out, اللَّهُمَّ هَدِي دَوْسًا. O Allah, bless the people of those with guidance. Guide the people of those, O Allah, please. And then he tells Tufail, now this is the part of the story I want to focus on. He tells Tufail that go back to your people, warfuq bihim, and be kind and gentle with them. Go back and invite your people to Allah, to Islam, but this time be kind and be gentle with them. So Tufail goes back to his people. And now he really has to remind himself, be patient with people, be nice to people, be kind to people. Don't lose your patience with people. Don't lose your cool with people. You might be smarter than somebody that you're talking to. You might not be able to understand, why can't this guy get this point already? What do you not understand about the words coming out of my mouth? You might get very impatient like that with somebody, but you got to keep your cool and you got to be nice and you got to keep trying, keep talking. And he does that. And guess what? Tufail stays nice and gentle for 10 years. 10 years! And after 10 years, he comes back to visit the Prophet ﷺ. And he arrives at Khaybar. After the Battle of Khaybar, he gets to Medina, the area around Medina. And the Sahaba say, in the distance, in the horizon, we saw Tufail coming in, and then next, a man rather, coming. And the next thing you know, the whole horizon was filled with people. The books of Sirah say he brought 80 plus families with him from those. 80 plus families, and these are families of old Arabia, remember that. So that's at the very least 500, 600, 700, 800 people, Allah knows. But at the very least, you can assume it was about 500 people. So he brings 80 families, 500 people. And when people see him, they meet him, they're very happy to see him again. He says, I have brought all these people from those to accept Islam. Well, they all accept Islam, they all become Muslim, and they all head back. There's one guy, he says, I don't think I want to go back home. I think I want to stay here. He sees that the Prophet is about 60 years old. And he realizes that he might not have a lot of time left. So he's like, I want to make the most of this opportunity. So I'm going to stay back here. Now, how do you just stay somewhere where you came to visit? Where are you going to live? What are you going to do for work? What are you going to do? Money, home, car, transportation? What are you going to do? Job? So he says, you know what? My purpose for staying back here is to shadow the Prophet ﷺ. I want to follow him everywhere he goes. I want to watch everything he does. I want to note down everything about him, memorize everything, learn everything. So he starts sleeping outside the masjid, in the courtyard of the masjid. He eats whatever somebody will share with him, or whatever gifts or charity is brought to the Prophet ﷺ to distribute. He literally is homeless. Many times he goes days and days without eating food. He makes all these sacrifices and spends the last 2.5 years of the Prophet ﷺ's life following him around everywhere he goes. And what ends up happening? By the end of those 2.5 years, only 2.5 years, the last 2.5 years of the Prophet ﷺ's life, just in the six major books of hadith, the Sahih Sitta, just in the six major books of hadith, this one man by himself has related, in those six major books of hadith, there are at least 5,200 narrations, a hadith, that go back to this individual, this man. And this man, this individual, is none other than Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu. Today you cannot read a hadith book or sit down in a hadith class without hearing the name An Abi Hurairata radiallahu anhu qal, that Abu Huraira radiallahu anhu said and related from the Prophet of Allah, the Messenger of Allah, peace and blessings be upon him. He is the most prolific narrator and compiler and collector of hadith from the whole generation of Sahaba. Remember Tufail. Tufail was a genius. Had a lot of difficulty being patient with people. And here's a simple little man who took 10 years to finally come around and accept Islam. But he ended up narrating thousands of hadith. Especially when you compare that to how many narrations did Tufail relate. So you just never know what somebody's capable of. Don't underestimate people. Don't overlook people. Don't lose your patience with people. But understand that you never know, there might be a diamond in the rough. You never know where there's a gem hidden. So just keep working, keep sharing, and remember the advice of the Prophet ﷺ. Pray for people. May Allah bless people with guidance, number one. Number two, invite them to Islam. Do your job, share the message of Allah with other people, tell people, other people who about who Allah is. And number three, warfuq bihim. Be kind and be gentle with people when you do talk to them and you deal with them. And this brings us back to a verse of the Quran, Quran Weekly, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in the Quran, قُلْ هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ عَلَى بَصِيرَةٍ أَنَا وَمَنِ اتَّبَعَنِي. Allah tells the Prophet ﷺ to say, proclaim, announce, هَذِهِ سَبِيلِي, this is my path. أَدْعُوا إِلَى اللَّهِ, I actively invite and call everyone and anyone to Allah. A little linguistic nuance about the ayah, it doesn't say who I call. Usually when you call someone, there has to be an object for that verb, a mafa'ul for the fi'l. أَدْعُوا, I call who? Him, her, annas, people, it doesn't say. Because anyone and everyone. regardless of who it is. I call anyone, everyone, everything ila Allah, to Allah. Because it's not important who I'm calling, it's more important about what I'm calling them to. So I might be talking to a genius, I might be talking to somebody who's a little more difficult to explain things to. That don't matter, that's irrelevant. I'm calling them to Allah. Ala basira, with foresight, with wisdom, with knowledge, with insight. And that insight and that wisdom and that knowledge is understanding people and understanding to be gentle and patient with people. Ana wa man ittaba'ani. The Prophet ﷺ was told by Allah to say, this is my job and the job of all of those who follow me. So let's try to keep that in mind and remember that next time. That's the story of Tufail radiallahu anhu, Tufail ad-Dawsi, being the means of the great Abu Huraira to come to Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us all the means of inshallah people coming to Islam and benefiting from Islam and being able to benefit mankind through their Islam. Until next time, Quran Weekly, take care. Jazakumullah khairan. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.